You know, it's the muddiest time of the year. No, really, it's a very muddy time of the year. And on a daily basis, parents, well, they do battle with their children to keep them clean. But photographer Kate Parker embraces the filth. That's what I like. I wish my parents could embrace my filth. They weren't having it. Her recent series, Strong is the New Pretty, it features her daughters in some wild, powerful, and poses that are just filled with dirt. And Kate joins us now to discuss this series. Kate, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I was trying to capture them as they were and as they are daily, and a lot of that is messy.
Playing in the mud.
Yes.
Well, tell us about this. Yes. What does that title mean, Strong is the New Pretty?
Well, to me, it meant that... And Strong, honestly, is just one facet of the series. But I was trying to showcase that girls get these messages to be thin and perfectly groomed and complacent and smiling to be considered beautiful. And I just didn't believe that. And I didn't want my girls to believe that. And I believe that the most beautiful women are the, and the girls are the ones that are confident and true to themselves. So I wanted to show my girls and then all, you know, all their friends and the girls of that age that what they were doing and who they were just as they are is beautiful.
How old are your daughters?
One is 6 and one is 9.
And at that age, were you concerned also that they would already start coming concerned about body imaging? And we hear a lot about messages that are to young girls about how they should look and how they should act, but particularly about body imaging. So that was important to you.
Exactly. Yeah, just I wanted to show them that they didn't have to be photoshopped in a picture. They didn't have to be smiling at me. They didn't have to have their hair brushed for that picture to be taken and for that picture to be considered beautiful or celebrated.
But I want to get in a little idea how this started, because did this come to you as something you thought of beforehand, or at one point did the girls come in all muddy and you were freaking out saying, you've got to get cleaned up, and then you just realized, okay, these are kids and they're going to be dirty, we might as well embrace it. So we're did you have the foresight to embrace it first, or did it just come after they came in muddy and you realized it was a futile effort here?
Well, I grew up that same way. Okay. A tomboy, my parents, I was the youngest of four with older brothers, and my parents were fine with it. They totally celebrated it. And so that's how I was raising my girls, just the same way. And I was pulling together pictures for a gallery show at Mason Muir Gallery here. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that all of the strongest images were the ones that were authentically captured, the ones that the girls were messy and crazy. And then those images I felt like were the strongest images, and I wanted to focus more on that. So I wasn't shooting with that in mind. It just came about after.
Now, as I look at the pictures, and they're on your website, but a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them are black and white. Mm-hmm. And every photographer has to make that call when they're taking a picture, whether it'll come out more powerfully in color or in black and white. Mm-hmm. How did you decide that? Because a whole bunch of these are black and white.
Yeah. I originally leaned towards more black and white, and there's a saying, I can't remember exactly, but it's like you photograph clothing and scene when you're shooting in color, and you're photographing the soul when you're shooting in black and white. And I thought that the images had more of a timeless feel when I convert, because I shoot digitally, so I convert.
So you can do either.
Yes, so I shoot in color, and then I can convert later. But I thought they were stronger and more cohesive originally in black and white.
And let's talk about the subjects here. Were they cool with you putting their pictures everywhere? And if they say, Mom, let's talk, you know, a little bit of royalties or whatever here.
Yes. I actually pay the girls to do a shoot. And, like, I pay them $1, $2.
Okay, Mom, that is not the going rate. Yeah. You know better than
and
that.
And if you're their agent, you're getting a cut anyway, right?
But they... I try to be as unobtrusive as possible. Like, say the girls are jumping on the trampoline or they're playing outside. I come in, I shoot for 30 seconds. I try to put the camera away and then just play. So I do it quickly, get in, get out. And sometimes we'll do something maybe we wouldn't necessarily do to get a shot. So I'll say, girls, it's raining today. Why don't we go to the park and ride our bikes in the mud? And maybe I'd be like, normally, like, ugh, let's not do that. But I was like, oh, if we can get like a great shot, let's do it. And so they're fine with it. I try not to show them too much. They don't ask to see the pictures. They don't care if they're on a website. And I really think that's great. Like, I try not to put too much stock in if somebody likes that image or not.
So tell me about the response to this series.
It's been overwhelming. It's been really humbling to see the attention that it's gotten. There's been a few actresses have that, you know, ones that I respect and admire, like Emma Watson and Zooey Deschanel, have reached out via social media to say that they like the work. And then one of the main things that has really affected me is that mothers and parents have gone on social media and taken pictures of their own girls and hashtagged it "Strong as a New Pretty." So they're doing it themselves, which I think is wonderful.
And as important as the message about body imaging is, and you and Rose talked about that a few moments ago, if you're photographing the soul, especially in black and white, there's more coming through than just, oh, we are strong young women in whatever form we are. Mm-hmm. You're seeing something about those individuals, too. What do you think is coming out there?
Well, I think just their confidence and their belief that at this age, they think they're awesome. And
yeah.
At a certain age, girls start to lose that. They start to lose their confidence. So photographing my girls and their friends before they reach adolescence and lose a little bit of that is hopefully will serve as a reminder when they do lose a little bit of it and gives them sort of a strength to come from later.
Because that's where I was going. I mean, once they get to be adolescents, are you going to keep shooting them? And will you see different things then?
Well, I shoot every single day. So as long as they continue to be okay with me shooting them, then I will continue to shoot them. So, yeah, and I think things change. It's called a 365 project, which I shoot a picture every day for the past couple years. So I don't see that changing. It just helps me as a photographer to grow, to get better, to try to be creative within a smaller box. So I don't see myself stopping. I mean, I obviously will take my girls' input into account, but if they're okay with it, I will continue to shoot them.
Well, let me ask you this, Kate, before we say goodbye. How often do you get out in the mud, and are you also in there, and are they able to take pictures of you?
I don't honestly like my picture taken very much, so it's totally a double standard, but I'm always in there with them. I'm an athlete. I, you know, played soccer my whole life. I've done Ironman, so I am right in there with them, I'm a tomboy just like they are.
And see, for my sister who's listening, who for all these years didn't understand why I wanted to dig for worms to go fishing with our father, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay for me to get dirty.
It was a photographic opportunity.
Yes. I missed it.
Kate Parker is an Atlanta photographer. Her series of images is called "Strong is the New Pretty." Part of the aim is to empower young girls to be themselves. Kate Parker, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Kate,
good luck
you.
With that.